Annexation and Zoning Committee to order. I'm Doug Hayden, the chair. I have with us committee members Katie Capellini, Sandy Hussman, and Mark Lukey. We also have council members Mike Brown and Mary Westfall with us. Mayor Craig Stiles here, Law Director Leslie Grinning, Kevin Holler, and Bill Sanford are also here, and we're missing Natalie. So I was really, I brought my Our Town Sylvania Cup this morning, so I was really looking forward to it. Huh? I have a coffee cup. I don't know how I got this, but I don't know. I mean, I suspect my wife got it and gave it to me. That's why I don't know where I got it. Anyway, purpose of our meeting today is to continue our discussion on downtown revitalization rehabilitation standard. And since our meeting, I've been working with our law director and to try and get our arms around this issue a little bit. And we had a conference call with the folks from Pogemeyer as well to talk about this whole issue. And just to summarize the issue, I think we are, I think we're comfortable with implementing the standards. I had some concerns with the ordinance. You have in front of you a red line of the draft ordinance that we had before that, and most of the changes are in the, chapter 11 and section 115207. There are some other ones. The other ones are really more cleanup than substantive. The main changes to 115207 are to streamline the review and decision-making process and to just clarify that there is an ultimate appeal from this board to council. That was in there. It was just a little, I think it's a little more streamlined, a little clearer that. So you can take a look at that in due course. The most important thing that we came up with, though, I think this came out in our last meeting. We have three separate sections currently in our, we have two sections right now in our code that provide for a degree of architectural review. One is Chapter 1151, which is the Downtown Overlay District, and then they also have 1187, which is the which is titled Architectural Districts. And went back and looked, and I had, when I was a Planning Commission, we were looking at the design requirements for the hotel. And I think we figured out that we did that review under 1187. And I like that chapter. I mean, I like that. I thought that process with regard to the hotel went pretty well. It wasn't perfect, but I think we got a good outcome there and something that was reasonable for the developers and for the community. But anyway, as Leslie and I worked through this, what we thought we would want to do is get all the design review standards in a single place with a clear map of which standards applied which place, because it's kind of confusing. I was having trouble trying to figure out how it all worked together. Not that that's the gold standard by any method, but if I couldn't follow it very clearly, I suspect most developers can't follow it clearly either. So it probably makes sense to attend to that. So there are two things we would like to do. We'd like to get these all together in one place. We thought we could probably do that in 60 to 90 days. But we didn't want to wait that long because of our grant to move forward on the adopting the secretary standards. So that's why we went ahead and marked up the new Chapter 1152. We can refer that with the standards to the Planning Commission right away, and they can start looking at it. That would allow us to sign the whatever certifications we need to have, that we have the work in process. But hopefully, in a relatively short period of time, we would actually come back to you with a new, probably Chapter 1151, that would combine these three chapters into a single, clear delineation of what the standards were and which areas, and then we could go forward there. And we also talked to Pogemeyer about updating the design standards, which are currently incorporated into 1187. And actually, when we did, I think it was when we did the land use plan, that was one of the things that that we discussed, that we needed to update those design standards, and we just haven't done that. And Pogemeyer has some, Randy Milnick has got some good ideas about what we need to do there. And it isn't, there are some substantive changes, but a lot of it is just clarifying some of the things that are already there, and so we have a clearer idea of, again, so that somebody who wants to develop something in our downtown will have a clear understanding of what they want to do. So it's not that, at the end of the day, what we're really looking at doing is just kind of cleaning this up and making it a little easier for somebody going forward to know what they have to do. That sounds a lot more like a report than a committee discussion, but that's where we are. Leslie and I have been doing the work. I'd be happy to answer any questions or concerns.
You know, I don't have any problem at all with the second piece of what you're talking about. I mean, clearly anything that can streamline our process and streamline our language is important, and I would advocate that absolutely. I do have a question, though, about the document you handed out today.
Yes.
And it's just one, just asking me to clarify a little bit.
Okay.
1152.07G, there's a lot going on there that is being taken out. And if you could maybe just help us understand what that is and what's replacing it.
Yeah, in 1152F, there's a provision that says that when the board looks at an application and denies a certificate of appropriateness, they'll impose a waiting period, and under the statute, it's 30 days to 6 months to negotiate with an owner. And I shorten that to 60 days because this is really just a stop dead point for somebody who's trying to do a development if he can't get a resolution. So I shorten that to 60 days. And then I also made clear in F that if a compromise isn't agreed to by the parties, then the denial is final at that point. Now, what G had before was this, if you read it, it's a lot of language about what happens in those 6 months, okay? I mean, it's just a lot of discussion about things that had to do that I thought was unnecessary, and ultimately they were little trip points for either the board or the applicant that were going to, actually what I thought was, this would be a great section to litigate about if you were unhappy with the outcome. Well, I don't think that's in our best interest. I thought it was better to just make clear that we have this 60-day period after an initial denial for the board to negotiate with the developer on whatever terms or however they want to negotiate it. They have 60 days to get that resolved. If they don't get it resolved within 60 days, then it's final. And then what G says now is exactly, I mean, the end of G before was you go through all this stuff, these various meetings, and at the end, you can appeal to the council. What I made clear was that end of this period, I took out all the intermediate steps that I thought were trip points, and just what said, at the end of 60 days, the applicant can appeal to council. Council can affirm, reverse, or modify the decision. And if we reverse or modify the decision, then the design review board shall promptly issue a certificate of appropriateness consistent with our decision. So it just cleans up that holding period and took out the places where I thought there could be a mistake. And frankly, you know, the kind of thing that lawyers hang on to when you're unhappy with the outcome. So that was the point there. The only other changes really were there were some wording changes that were, there were some things in the 1152.06 didn't make sense the way they just, something happened there. Whoever was drafting, when that got drafted, that got goofed up a little bit. We got that fixed. That was it. Just took out some otherwise duplicative language. So it's really, the process is still the same. When you, if you're in the design review area, when you file an app, when you you have to get a certificate of appropriateness before you can get a an occupancy permit, you have to apply to that. It goes to the board. The board reviews it, applies the standards that that are specified. That's in 1152.04. The standards are incorporated verbatim out of the rules, so that's clear. And they consider it. They have a hearing. They have, I think, 45 days to make a decision. And then if they deny it, they have to write it up, why they're denying it. Then they have this 60-day negotiation period, and then they have an appeal to council. So the actual steps are still the same as they were in the original draft. We just kind of cleaned it up a little bit. Does that make sense? Okay. Leslie and I, you know, when we met with the Pogemeyer people, I think they were very supportive of this idea of getting the ordinances together. They thought that, I mean, that's a kind of a good government thing. I think it'll just be clearer. And I think Leslie and I both love the idea of having a map, because, you know, when you have we'd attach a map incorporate it right into the ordinance, so that we know what we're dealing with, because it's kind of, Leslie got a map prepared for me, and
but we don't get to see it.
We're gonna clean it up.
It'll be
right. We'll have plenty of time. We'll have time to look at that. But like I said, in order to move this for the Tier 2 grant, we wanted to get something. We wanted to have this set, this 1152 ready to go. So, yes.
Excuse me, Doug. So this matches what we need. We're all set. Okay.
Right. And I had a good conversation. I understand now what we need better, and this will do it, according to the Pogemeyer people. So we should be good to go on the Tier 2, and we have a little drafting issue to do with regard to fixing up the ordinances.
Yeah. Needless to say, from an economic development standpoint, I was a little concerned about getting this done so that it wouldn't impede the project or the grant application. So I'm delighted, Doug, that you got it nailed down at this level and still leave some room open for some further tightening in the future.
Well, Leslie and Pogemeyer were very helpful.
Yeah. Do you want a motion to recommend to council that we approve this, or what are you looking for?
Yeah, I know I kind of sprung this design, these changes on you, but
no, it's fine. If you
you're okay with it?
Motion and second it, I can make the changes and get it in the council.
And then we have to change the ordinance.
Right, which is fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd entertain a motion for that.
Yeah. So moved.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
that's good. I'm done. That's all I have. Is there anything else for, because I know we have economic development now, right?
Well, in 5 minutes.
We have to wait 5 minutes?
Don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Despite what we explained to the students the other night, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah. Okay.
Doug, I do have a question.
Yes.
Just for clarification for myself, the chapters we're looking at is 1151, 1152, and 1187. Is that correct?
Yeah, 1151 is in the code, 1187 is in the code, and 1152 is the new one that incorporates these standards. Right. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So, second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We stand adjourned at 8:25.